Good evening, and welcome to the 3E Show here at www.onakodinenka.cat. You can call me tonight on 0034-93-866-3239. And the first track tonight is going to wake you all up. This is Lemmy. Okay, so good evening. First of all, we heard Lemmy and his version of It's a Long Way to the Top If You Want to Rock and Roll, cover of an old AC/DC track from 1975. And then we heard Peeping Tom, Mike Patton's dream band from 2006, and a track called 5 Seconds. Now, tonight, something completely different. We've got an interview coming up later on, more about that later. But next we've got a track called Need Someone by a band called Stubborn Heart. Now the guy who sings this is somebody called Luca. And this was released last year on One Little Indian Records. And I got this on a CD in the post last week and fell in love with it. I hope you like this too.
Sometimes I get burned.
You've just heard Need Someone by Stubborn Heart from the UK. A duo of Luca Santucci and Ben Fitzgerald, who say that their music is drawn from the 60s and Northern Soul and 80s synth pop and 90s techno, so a real mix of stuff. I hope you enjoyed that. Next tonight is one of my favourite Cuban bands. This is a band called Irakere and a live recording from Ronnie Scott's. This is Lo Que Va a Pasar.
Thank you. posible. Es posible. Rumbero de Londres.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've just heard Blues Like by the Eric Alexander Quartet, featuring Eric Alexander on sax, Joe Farnsworth on drums, John Weber on bass, and David Hazeltine on piano, from 2008 CD Primetime. Before that, you heard Ira Carey and a live recording from Ronnie Scott from 2012. And now, next we've got coming up Three of a Kind, three tracks which are linked together by one word. 2 weeks ago, it was three tracks linked together. The three tracks were John Grant, the Queen of Denmark, King Crimson, Elephant Talk, and Prince, Get Off. So the link was royalty. This week we have three songs coming for you now.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
I'm afraid I can't help it. as an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American. God is an American.
Good evening. So we have a live interview now with Alan Emsley, otherwise known as the Snow King. Good evening, Alan. Or Snow. What should I call you?
Good evening. You can call me Snow or Alan. It's fine.
Well, I'll call you Snow. I'm very excited, because you're coming to play in Saint-Felieu on Friday. That's right, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
And I believe you have a new second album that you've just finished.
Yes. Yeah, I've just finished recording it, and it's out on March the 27th. It's called Fractured Despondency. And, I'm really excited how that's going to go.
Now, Fractured Despondency, is this harking back to the days of Dark Matter, or is this a completely different direction altogether? I was listening to the two, trying to draw comparisons. Is it a totally different direction for you?
By Dark Matter, for your listeners, that was a solo album that I recorded in 2005. Plastic Noose is really different from the solo stuff that I did, which was definitely progressive rock. This is, I call it misanthropic industrial metal.
Right. Can you explain that in one word at a time?
Yes, well, okay. Misanthropic means basically a distrust of, or hatred, in fact, can be that of human beings.
Right.
Industrial,
industrial, yeah, it's the same.
Yeah, that explains the drum parts, and a lot of the sounds are very industrial. And the metal part is, you know, the guitar and the bass guitar that I'm playing really has a huge metal influence.
Sure. I mean, when I drew the comparison, I was really thinking about the titles, Fractured Despondency, Dark Matter. You know, not particularly happy themes.
Well, I disagree with you. I mean, Dark Matter the idea behind that is... scientists talk about dark matter being when they put all the pieces of the universe together,
yes,
they find that there's something missing, and so they called all this missing matter. When they weighed all the things in the universe, there was something missing, so they called it dark matter. In that way, it's not really. And fractured despondency is quite a dark word, but fractured, I mean, the album means basically, if despondency means despair,
yes,
fractured means broken. So it's broken despair. So it's not, it's more positive than you might think.
It's quite oxymoronic.
I've never been called that before. But yes, I know where I see where you're going.
I've heard the term, give this moron oxygen in your company. That might be another story.
Can you make sure that at the concert on Friday somebody brings me some oxygen?
I'm sure. I was reading a review about one of your tracks from the first album, from Zoo Allen, from last year, wasn't it? Last year, 2012.
The album was actually released in 2011.
Oh, was it? Actually. Sorry, my mistake, sorry.
No, it's okay.
The title track, the first track's Road to Perdition, isn't it?
Yeah.
And somebody compared your vocal delivery to that of Trent Reznor.
Okay.
Do you care to comment?
Well, I can only take that as a compliment. He's a very well-respected musician. I don't really listen to a lot of his music. or haven't really listened to a lot of his music, so I can't really say that I'm massively influenced by him, but I know he's a really respected musician, so yeah, I can take that only as a compliment.
Fantastic. And so you're performing on Friday. You do all the drum tracks, the bass lines, the synth stuff yourself in the studio. How'd you cope with all of that as a solo show?
Well, for this show, I'm only going to be playing by myself. Sometimes I have some guitar players, possibly a keyboard player comes and plays with me. But for this show, yes. Because I'm actually coming from France, sort of straight after a show in Aix-en-Provence, it's only me. So basically it means that I'm singing and playing bass, jumping around, and generally working very hard.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of the... Is this the first single from the new CD, Fractured Despondency? Is this going to be the first single?
Let All Mankind Burn is the only track that's been released so far. So I guess you would say that is a single,
You've
yeah.
corrected me. So here's a snippet of Let All Mankind Burn.
Here we go!
Thank you for that. Was fantastic. King, Snow King, sorry. Friday night you're playing at 11 o'clock. What time do you usually play at in Scotland?
Sometimes earlier than that, but sometimes later. I mean, I think I saw that the Doors were 11 o'clock, so I'm sort of thinking I might be playing later, but it doesn't really matter to me. I'll be ready whatever time we're kicking off.
Now, do you usually come first or second?
Hold on a minute, I'll just ask.
So just to clarify, Snow King, Plastic Noose, Friday, San Feliu, De Codines, in Civic Zone, in La Discoteca, at 2300 hours. Is that correct?
That sounds good to me, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Alan.
Pleasure.
So you just heard the live interview from Snow King and Plastic Noose playing in San Feliu on Friday night. And to finish up the show tonight, we have Spiritualized, and from their 1999 album, The Straight and Narrow.
I guess that I'm just so easily led astray.